In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is risen. I'm asked once in a while, why does the church repeat the same scripture readings year after year after year? And quite simply, the reason is, and I think today is an excellent example, that the gospel readings are so incredibly rich that to engage with one and then let it be isn't enough. That we have to engage with it year after year after year, and we find something different year after year. We focus on a different aspect of the gospel. We are different people at that point in our life than we were 1 year prior. And we understand it and we engage with it differently. And this gospel is certainly a wonderful example of it. It's so rich, with so many different possibilities. And I'll try to limit it to just one, if I can. So today we encounter the Samaritan woman. Sometimes she's called the woman at the well. Her name we know from Holy Tradition is Fotini, which means light. I believe we have her icon somewhere. It's hard for me to see though. There we are. Okay. What a wonderful saint. In her encounter with Christ at the well, she was filled with light, finally becoming who she was created to be. Her name, meaning light. In the gospel account, however, there is a focus, at least initially, on that which is physical. When Jesus speaks to the woman of the living water, the woman comments on his lack of having a bucket with which to draw the water from the well. And when Jesus told his disciples that he had food that they did not know of, they asked each other, who gave him something to eat? And yet he was not talking about the physical water, the physical food, but something else. Christ is ever inviting us to a deeper understanding, a deeper faith. And yet our tendency is to block ourselves from this. We like to set up these false contradictions and fall into black and white thinking. It's very easy. I do it far too often. We tend to think, set up these categories. Physical bad, spiritual good. However, this is not the truth of reality, nor is it very helpful. Neither should we set up other unnecessary statements of opposition. Earth versus heaven. Man versus God. Body versus soul. These are not accurate to our spiritual understanding. And yet another tendency is to ignore anything that we cannot see and forget that there is so much more to reality than the physical reality we can see, touch, smell, hear, and taste. We cannot afford to make the mistake of seeking only after earthly things. Now God declared, after making all his creation, he declared that creation is good. But that goodness, it comes from God. And so if creation is removed from him, if it is separated from him, if a dividing wall is set up between creation and God, it no longer has God as its reference point. It's like a branch that, having been severed from the tree, soon has no life in it. It still exists, but in a withered state. On the other hand, a branch that is grafted onto a tree that is full of life derives its life from the tree, and it thrives. Now, these earlier statements of opposition, these should actually be statements of progression, of fulfillment. The one finds its fullness in the other. The physical is fulfilled in the spiritual. The earth is renewed as heaven. The body enlivened by the soul. And our sinful humanity, filled with grace, becomes like God. Heaven is not merely some future place that we experience after we die. It is present here and now. The priest declares this at the beginning of every divine liturgy. He holds up the gospel book and he declares, "Blessed is the kingdom." It is present. It is at hand. We encounter Christ here and now. We see him in the icons and the faces of those other people around us. We hear his words in the gospel. And he is present in the chalice, coming to abide in us and we in him. Now, we sang last night this beautiful hymn, the doxasticon of the Lord I Call verses. We sang, "At Jacob's well, Jesus met the Samaritan woman. He who covered the earth with clouds, asked water of her. What wonder that he who rides on the cherubim converses with an adulterous woman. He asked water, the one who suspended the earth upon the waters. He seeketh water, who caused the springs of water and their lakes to overflow." What a wonder. God joined himself to our humanity. This is our Creator, who joined himself to our humanity so that we might know and be united to his divinity. Through her encounter with Jesus at the well, the Samaritan woman, named Fotini, the light, fulfilled her namesake. She was not only filled with the light of Christ herself, but she became a light to others, preaching in the city, so that many came to believe and were brought to Christ. We hear in Peter's first epistle that we should be prepared to give an account for the hope that is in us. What will yours be? I hope that it's more than coming to church simply because I always have, or for the beauty and the art and the singing, which is definitely there. I hope it's more than the good food and fellowship after church. These are all good things. They are. But Christ invites us to a deeper experience of him, to have our material lives transfigured and transformed when we encounter God. He invites us to receive the living water, a spring welling up to eternal life. Christ is risen.